Thank you for calling the customer service. My name is Ari. May I have your zip code to locate your account?
54840.
54840.
Correct.
And can I have your first and last name?
Bruce Dahlberg.
Yes, sir. If you don't mind, can you please spell that last name?
D-A-H-L-B-E-R-G.
Okay, I'm not seeing that name in our system. May I ask, what are you calling about?
Well, you're taking money out of my account, and I don't have any idea what it's for, and I want to know.
Okay. How much are you being charged?
It's like $64 or something.
Okay. All right, I'm just going to try to run your name again and your phone number, which is 651-214-7999.
That is correct.
Thank you. Okay, I do see the account under Bruce Dahlberg.
Yep.
Okay. And could you verify the address on this account?
11746 North Shore Drive.
Thank you. On this account, I see you're being charged for a fitness watch. And how may I help you today?
Well, I don't know about the watch, I guess, but I need that to go away. Is that going to... You're going to keep charging me $64? That's a one-time deal? What was that?
It's a one-time deal. Do you recall ordering the fitness watch? It was originally on a 14-day trial.
Yeah. I vaguely remember it, but I just want to make sure that isn't going to be a continuing charge or something silly like that.
No, sir. It will not be a continuing charge.
Okay. And then you can cancel any subscriptions or anything that I may have signed up for that I'm not aware of.
Okay. Well, there isn't a subscription to cancel out. You just pay shipping and handling, then you pay the full price. So it doesn't come with a subscription, but you will not receive any more charges.
Okay. Perfect.
Okay. If that's all, thank you for contacting customer service. You have a great day.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.